Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the Falk Here Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. That's this repeater right here. This repeater, that same one, is owned and operated by the Falk Here Amateur Radio Association and uses a TL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website, w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as ham stuff, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. For this evening's discussion, I thought we might talk a little bit about the fox hunt that went on Saturday. If anybody would like to share how their equipment worked, what their thoughts on the particulars of using their equipment, what worked for them, what didn't work for them, and why, that would be a great topic, I think. Of course, if anybody has any other questions or technical topics that they'd like to bring to the net, you're more than welcome to. Let's look at some announcements and news and such. Sorry, there was a loud noise from the next room, and that's always disturbing when you have young children. Announcements. The Berryville Ham Fest is the first Sunday in August, so that's the 7th, coming right up. I know we just had a meeting last week, so we got a couple more weeks before our next meeting. And if anybody else has any other news and announcements, please call now. I'm going to be a minute. KF4TEK. K1HTV. All right. I didn't think I heard anyone call for news or announcements, so we will go ahead and take a round of check-ins. Anyone who would like to join us this evening, please call now.
K1HTV.
W4RKU.
N7MAV. Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray. In and out.
Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo.
Kilobyte 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
KN 4, SPL, in and out.
Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu, in and out.
That is fantastic news. We picked up K1HTV, W4RKU, N7IVV, KO4WYX, no comment, K3FR, KM4OZH, KN4SPL, no comment, KO4VNZ, no comment. Anyone else who would like to join us, please call now.
Kilo Quebec 4 Bravo Whiskey Whiskey.
All right, I picked up KQ4BWW, and there was a double. Would the other station please call? All right, that was another double or a bad mic.
AK4GG, good evening, Mike.
All right, I picked up AK4GG. Anyone else? All right, well, that's a great start. So we will jump right into our discussion about the fox hunt on Saturday, gear, how it worked, how it didn't work. I'll go, since there are so few of us this evening actually commenting. I used my 2-meter, 3-element Yagi, constructed for fox hunting. It worked okay at the airport terminal. The first bearing we recorded was probably 20 degrees off of the true direction, and then we walked 100 feet and took another bearing, which is about 45 degrees east of the actual direction. So I did notice a significant amount of multipath coming off of the building as we were driving up. Saw a lot of fading of the signal every couple of feet. And there was a little hill in the direction of the actual fox. So all those factors increased the difficulty level just a little bit. So that was good. I did, as we got closer, did use the... I did bring the... What am I trying to say? The offset, frequency offset attenuator and that worked well, except that I had only one radio with an S meter, which is extremely useful for fox hunts, almost critical when you get, you know, really close, for me anyway. And I discovered that I had brought lots of adapters, but not the one I needed to connect that radio through the offset attenuator to the antenna. So I was unable to use the offset attenuator up close. So lesson there is check your gear well in advance, but we knew that, I just didn't do it. So I reverted to the tried and true body shielding method and got reasonably close, and then switched to the third harmonic, which was very strong out of that particular fox. I was able to pick up the third harmonic, you know, a good 100 yards away and get relatively close with that. And then Becca, my fox hunting partner, spotted the fox as I was, you know, spinning around, staring at my chest, trying to look at the S meter and the radio, figuring out where the fox was with the signal bouncing off of, you know, three nearby buildings. So I feel like I have some gear improvements to make, especially toward the end game. I want to come up with something that helps me get better fixes toward the end. But I was happy with the three-element Yagi way out at the airport. So that's my 2 cents. This is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and we will spin it around, and I'll start with Rich, K1HTV. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK in the net, K1HTV. Good evening, all. Certainly was a warm day today. Let's see what's been happening. Yesterday, before the fox hunt, it was on 2 meters, and there's a good tropo opening, good tropospheric opening out to the west. Worked at 3 stations in Illinois, 1 in Indiana, one in a couple in Ohio, and one up in Ontario. FT8 on 144, 174. Some good conditions. This morning, not so good. Mostly north and south towards the Carolinas, but that was it. Nothing out west at all this morning. regarding the fox, yesterday after I had the 2 meter opening, I listened around. I could not make the fox on. I had prior commitment, someone coming over. So, I figured I'll see what I could hear at home. Sure enough, I swung the 12-element beam towards the east-southeast, and sure enough, there's the fox. Copied it from when it was turned on till 30 seconds after noon when it was shut down. 146.565. And I'm curious, I put the question out on the reflector, was the antenna horizontal or was it vertical? Because I was surprised to be able to hear it so well on the horizontal beam. Usually it's cross-polarized, you lose about 20 dB. So that was it for fox hunt. This afternoon, or I should say this evening, on 17 meters, got on the HF bands after doing a lot of work on 6 meters. 6 was fairly quiet. Nothing spectacular around. Got on 17 around 5:45, worked E22 HBS in Thailand. 1 minute later, E21 EIC in Thailand. And then about 7 minutes after 6, HS0ZOY in Thailand. And then shortly after that, a BG9 in China. And finally at 7:01, worked XV1X in Vietnam, and he was still on there last I looked, but it was fading down. So spectacular conditions on 17 meters. That's with about 70 watts and a three-element dual-band Yagi. Finally, this coming Saturday, we have our the last Saturday of the month breakfast over at Wegmans for those who want to join us. Wegmans in Gainesville on Route 28 will be meeting around 8:30 or so up on the second level like we always do. And if you're interested in coming down, either buying some stuff there, bring your own coffee or your own food, or just bring yourself. Always have some good conversation going on around the table. That's about it. Back to you. Thanks for doing the net. IKF4TEK, the Farinet from K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, fine business. Yes, the Fox antenna was horizontally polarized. The Fox was lying on its side on top of a 6-foot wooden post underneath a large bell, about 1 foot perhaps at the mouth of the bell. There is a photo of the fox up on the website with an accompanying article from Katie, K4TER, about the hunt, so you can see exactly what it looked like. It was a simple HT rubber duck antenna, maybe 16 inches long or so, and it was situated between a couple of buildings, so lots of opportunities to bounce around everywhere, and just above eye level, although not obscured in any other way. So many folks just kept walking by it. It was a good sight. All right, Kevin, W4RKU, how are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK, W4RKU. Good evening, Mike. How are you doing? Thanks for doing the net tonight. This is only my second fox hunt. I had technical difficulties. Unfortunately, the adapter cable from my AC radio to BNC was bad. So I couldn't get a consistent signal. So Ron, who only had an HT, and me was only an HT, we just kind of used our HTs. Stand by. I made a conscious decision afterwards and got myself a permanent adapter to put on my Yaesu SMA connector to use BNC connectors. Don't like to have the regular SMA adapters because the way they stick out, especially doing a fox hunt, I'm always afraid they're going to break the connector on the radio. So this one gets snuck down tight, and that way I can use all the BNC cables I have, and that's what my offset attenuator has, my antenna has. So, but that was really the crux of my problem. So that was the learning experience. I thought I did test it out the night before, but at the last minute, that was actually the second one of those cables I had on there. And that was bad, so I switched it the last minute. I don't know if I went through a full system test with it. Regardless, I'm going to get rid of the SMA and, or just, you know, put a permanent BNC adapter on there. I think I got it from, I don't remember. But that'll make it easier. I might also try to build a tape measure antenna that my building. I'm literally got a bad grade in wood shop because my box. We had to build a box and my lids didn't fit. So I'm not very good at mechanical design, but hey, what the heck? I'll give it a shot. That's all I got. And thanks. One more thing. I'd like to apologize again for the Thursday meeting this half with the online. I did not communicate that to everyone through email. The problem at the PATH Foundation kind of was what I thought is the power on the PC, that they have power outages. Well, there's something you have to do to bring the system back up, the PC back up on there. And there's no switch that just says on that I could see. So that's why we had no WebEx. That doesn't excuse the fact that I should have sent an email out to reflect or notifying everyone and such. And for that, I apologize. That's it. Back to you, Mike, K4TK, W4RKU, back to that.
All right. Yeah, technical difficulties abound, but, you know, practice makes perfect, and that's, you know, that's why we do this. Also for fun. Glad you got out there and hopefully had some fun. All right, N7 is IVV. How are you doing?
Good evening, Mike. Good to have you with us tonight. Good to hear you last night, yesterday, and didn't get to see it, but the fox hunt was very interesting from a number of standpoints. Well, first of all, I donated my equipment to Chuck, BNZ, who used it with a group of other folks and whom I don't recognize, a gentleman and three other young people. I think they were from the 4-H group. And so I gave him a chance to use some equipment. However, he had no training on the equipment, so he jumped in and did pretty well with it. The one thing that I had forgotten about, I admit, and then, of course, did not relate to him, was the fact that it was an offset attenuator. And didn't remember that until near the end of the course, and then flipped it over for him, and lo and behold, it actually worked a lot better. But he kind of stumbled into the right area anyway, using without the attenuator. But I was very surprised myself when I was just getting set up at the airport how strong the signal was. I think everybody was having a very difficult time getting an initial bearing because people seemed to be getting strong signals in too many directions. I'm not quite sure what the heck was going on. But after I gave my equipment to Chuck, I just kind of drove around, followed Kevin and Chuck for a little ways, and then I literally drove around with just my regular mobile station with my vertical, you know, in the car, and watched the signal strength as it went up and down, and actually ended up just used that until I got actually pretty much right on top of where the fox was, and then got out and wandered around, and since I had nothing that I could carry around with me and whatnot, because I'd given my HT to Chuck as well, I didn't locate it there. But it was still a very interesting experience to use just a non-directional antenna to get in the general vicinity just by driving around. Now, with all of that said, and watching a lot of people struggling with equipment and being given equipment without any training, which wasn't fair to Chuck and probably others, I think it would be very beneficial for us to plan an actual real-life training session sometime between now and the September fox hunt, whatever date that will be, you know, some Saturday afternoon-ish, whenever it's a little cooler, to go out and say, okay, there's the fox. You can all see the fox. Now, let's show you how to use your gear in order to really get the bearing on it, you know, and literally just walk through the steps because, you know, even knowing the fox is there, you could still use your equipment. And sorry to keep going on here, but one more point. One of the things I noticed was one of the 4-H kids had his radio that shall not be named in public unless you're, you know, giving a warning, and that's the Baofeng, but that doesn't matter. But the point is he had his display set to display two frequencies and did not have any kind of a signal strength meter showing. He didn't have a bar graph or whatever, and I said, well, you need to change that over because, as most of you already know, you cannot tell the difference in signal strength well enough by ear using FM without having something else to show you where the signal is strongest, because as you know, it sounds pretty much the same until it drops off completely. You know, starts getting a little bit of noise, but basically you've got almost a 150-degree range where the signal is still very strong, and you can't find a hidden transmitter that way, so you have to have the ability to see the signal strength somehow. So, for anybody listening, just make sure that you can do that. That's probably one of the biggest things you have to do. And with that, I'll poll the people, and we'll see if we can get some kind of training thing set up for late August or early September and do something there before the actual fox hunt comes up. Thanks a lot, Mike, KF4GEKN7IBB.
All right, thanks very much, Brad. No need to apologize for contributing additional technical comments and observations. This is, after all, the Technical Service Net, and that's what we're here for, and appreciate your tossing it out there. Yeah, I have one of those radios myself, and I'm not sure that – I don't remember it having an S-meter mode at all, but I'm going to go back and see if it does. Yeah, training would be good. This is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net, and we are up to Ron, K3FR. How you doing?
Good evening, KF4TEK. This is K3FR. Well, as Kevin indicated, he and I partnered up since we both split up with just nothing but handy talkies. I kind of tried using every large piece of metal as possible as shielding, getting the handy talky up as close to it as possible and going around it, light poles, and road sign bars, you know, that hold the road signs up. They seemed to work okay. Plus, also my metal thermos, water thermos, was also handy, not just for carrying water for a sip, but also it did act as a bit of a shield as well. I actually was fairly close without the antenna. The school buses, by the way, work very, very good for metal shields, that pointed us back up the road from the elementary school towards the church and the car park, and got into the car park and just tried the bottle, the thermos bottle, and it kind of indicated across the road, and so I went over there and I just walked around and ended up on the right side of the building, but I needed to lift my eyes above ground level and to look a little bit higher. But I did see it. I did locate it finally, and it was fun. First fox hunt in many, 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 many years. And I think each of those many counts as a decade or so. So that's my experience. Had a good day. And I think the convertible is helpful for it, too. KF4TEK, K3FR.
All right, Ron, fine business. I'm glad you had a good time, and sorry I missed you. I was really, really hot when it was over, and I wanted to get back into the AC as soon as possible. But to Brad's comment earlier, there were a lot of reflections at the source, and there were a lot of reflections at the terminal at the first site, the starting point. So I think that large building may have proved a little confounding. But, you know, it's hard to find a perfect wide-open area to start like that. And if you had one, would it be as much, you know, would it be as... That's hard. I don't know. Thoughts for another day. All right, we're up to Gil, KM4OZH. How are you doing, Gil? And I'll refrain from asking you a question about hay, because I saw a lot of folks making hay over the weekend as I was driving around, and I was thinking of you, so I hope you're doing well. How's it going?
KM4TEK, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Mike, and everybody on the net. And, I'm glad, I'm happy to hear fox hunt stories. One of these days, I hope to be able to participate, but for me, it's generally on the wrong day for me. But anyway, it's glad that that was all successful, and looks like everybody had a good time. And I am here, I'm continuing on my tower project next door for my neighbor, WB4TT. And we got concrete coming tomorrow morning. Well, hey, that's the concrete company lying. That's an issue right now. So, but that's a hope. But we got the rebar cage and the tower base installed and plumbed. And so it's all looking good. And so other than... get back down in the hole one more time and clean a little bit more loose dirt that fell in there. Well, I'll be ready. We'll be ready for concrete tomorrow morning, and so get that project. Yeah, pick the hottest days of the year to do this, but it is what it is. That's all I got for this evening. KM4OZH back to net.
All right, Gil. Always great to hear another tower being born. So good on you for helping get that going, and let us know. How it goes, or if you need more hands at some point. All right, I am KF4TEK for the Far East Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and we are up to KQ4BWW. How are you doing tonight? I might have missed another in and out, so One last call for Kilo, Quebec 4, Bravo, Whiskey. Nope. All right. Well, moving on to John, AK4GG. How are you doing?
Yeah, good evening, Mike, and the rest of the group. I want to thank Dave and Katie for arranging and putting on the fox hunt. Sounds like it was very successful. You know, once again, I was not able to participate. I don't have a radio with an S-meter. I looked at Baofeng. You can actually add an S-meter to it, but it's either full scale or zero within about a dB. So I don't know how useful that is, and I don't want to be fooling around with that if it's as useless as that. But I did build a kitset receiver, so I have a venerable IC called a CA3089, which actually comes with an S-meter output, so I might try seeing if that would whether I could use that for especially for a close-in capture of the fox hunt. But that's a pretty feeble excuse. I should have been out there today. Back from vacation, so 3 weeks in hot and busy Europe, lots of tourists running around the place, mostly fairly youngsters. The adults don't get off on their vacation till August in Europe, but I managed to escape out of there before that happened. Temperature's pretty good, 29s, 40% humidity, so pretty nice. Flew into Amsterdam, took a train to Rotterdam, another train to Bruges, flew out of Bruges to Copenhagen, and took a cruise around Scandinavia, which was very nice. Oslo, Stockholm, Kiel, Vendemonde, Aarhus, and Gothenburg, and then back to Copenhagen. Yeah, it was quite nice, just to have a break anyway, but it was a use it or lose it type cruise, so we didn't have much choice but to jump on this baby right now. Not too many people wearing masks in Europe, pretty much COVID is a past thing there. The airports are really busy, lots of luggage lost at Schiphol in Amsterdam, probably about 1,000 bags there that are unclaimed and without the happy holiday makers being attached to them. So a bit of murder there as far as summertime goes. Nothing else to report, Mike. Hope everybody's surviving the heat. KF4TK, AK4GG.
All right, fine business, John. Thanks for the report from abroad. Glad you're back safe and had a good time. That is the end of our list, so we will make one call for rechecks or new checks. If you thought of something to say or you just came by, want to join us, now is a great time to call.
This is KO4VNZ.
This is KO4 Romeo Bravo Whiskey. In and out.
All right, we picked up KO4VNZ and KO4RBW, no comment. I think there was somebody behind KO4RBW. Call again, please.
This is Whiskey 4, Mike Alpha Foxtrot, W4MAF, Mike in Mineral, Virginia.
All right, excellent. W4MAF, thank you for joining us. All right, let's start with our new check-in. Well, that is W4MAF. How are you doing tonight?
Hey there. This is Mike, W4MAF in Mineral, Virginia. I check in once or twice a year on a Sunday. And just got back to the QTH in Mineral, Virginia. I live in Richmond, but we've got some land out here. And was just going to report I had a fun day on Bear Den Mountain. I don't know if AG4VA checked into the net tonight, but I got to work himself along with some others for Parks on the Air, and that's about it. Figured I'd join the net as soon as I got home, so I drove back to net control. This is W4MAF.
All right, well, you're sounding great from Mineral, and thanks for stopping by. Welcome anytime. All right, KO4VNZ, go ahead with your recheck.
This is KO4VNZ. I was at the fox hunt and had a great time. I had borrowed Brad's gear, and apologies to Brad. Had I known I had his only HT, I would have handed him one of mine. I had brought some extra HTs in case people had antennas and didn't have a HT. I could have given in mind that he could have walked around with. I had a good time, and since Brad and the others didn't really recognize the four people that paired up with my team, turns out those guys heard about this through Civil Air Patrol. The two kids that were with their fathers were thinking of joining Civil Air Patrol, and one of them is already studying to be a guider pilot, and is just waiting to until he gets old enough to get a pilot's license. Anyway, talking to them, they had a great time, I think, and really enjoyed it all. It was great for me because it's only my second fox hunt, and so I improved my standings because I think in the first fox hunt, I was either last or next to last, and this time I moved up two or three positions. So I enjoyed that, and I found some techniques that worked before worked again. I got a good direction on the fox by standing behind a concrete building and with my radio right next to that concrete building. As I walked around it, I found the spot where the signal completely disappeared, and sure enough, when we did find the fox, it was on exactly the opposite side of that building. So I enjoyed it all, and looking forward to building my own antenna, hopefully soon enough for the September fox hunt, and looking forward to the next fox hunt. This is KO4VNZ, back to Matt.
All right, very good. Well, there you go. And, you know, that's something that we can say about all finding all antennas, is that it's a lot, it's, boy, I can't even speak. Even if you're using a Yagi, sometimes it's a lot easier to find the null, which is a lot sharper than the broad peak of an antenna, to get a bearing. So I usually try to do both. I find a peak, and then I turn around 180 degrees and see if there's a null there. The antenna I have is supposed to have a pretty sharp null in the back, and it seems like it does, but it doesn't really help if the signal is coming from three or four directions after bouncing around. So that is something we need to get used to as fox hunters. But, yeah, thanks for sharing your experience, and thanks for joining us. All right, well, since I have the key down, I'm going to take this opportunity to say this is KF4TEK for the far net, and I would like to thank everyone for joining us this evening, and remind you that if you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, too, please see our website at w4va.org, or you can send an email to faranet@w4va.org. Stand by. Thank you. This is KF4TEK, closing the FARA net and returning your Peter to normal amateur use. Thank you. Good evening.
AT4VA, W4MAS.